You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the Doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS, the Solutionist, on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You can be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's true reality radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
Seven minutes past the hour, Sunrise America on America's Talk Radio Network with Scott Ledger and Lexi Lapp. The doctor-patient relationship in America has definitely changed. I think a lot of that has to do with insurance companies. I remember good old Blue Cross and Blue Shield when I was a kid. And many, many other things that are, I guess you can say, contributing factors. But one of the things that really kind of irks me, and more people are finding out that, and this is from 2013 now, we don't have stats yet for 2014, but in 2013, drug and medical device corporations, that is the manufacturers of any and all drug, period, or any type of medical device, a plastic implant for your knee or a hip replacement or those type of things, paid out, an astonishing minimum, this is the minimum, Lexi, of $3.5 billion, that's in 1 year, in substantial payments to various doctors and hospitals. It's money that large pharmaceutical companies deem necessary to get new medical devices and prescriptions into the hands of customers. Records of these ongoing payments were sent to the CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. A Sunshine Act provision regarding the Affordable Care Act authorized that those said companies disclose the documentation of the payments to try to make the device or drug industry somewhat guarded relationship with medical experts a bit more transparent. And what they're really getting at here is, let's say you go to your doctor. Let's say you're not feeling well. Let's say he says, you know, Scott, your cholesterol's a little high. Instead of saying, you know, try some exercise, eat more fruits and vegetables, lay off the fatty foods, he just says, try this Crestor. Gives me the pill. You know, let me know if you have any adverse medical reactions and stuff, and I start taking it. 3 weeks into it, I start experiencing muscle pain throughout my whole body, like I just ran a marathon, like my feet were that sore, I can't walk on them. Stop taking it right away. Sure enough, look at the small print. Oh, it may cause muscle this, that, and I go to my doctor. I said, I don't know if my high cholesterol is going to end up killing me, but I don't want your pill anymore. Then I realized, after doing some research, that Crestor had only been on the market for a few weeks. It had been approved in 6 months instead of a year and a half, because now the FDA really takes no more than 6 months to approve any new pill, meaning that's the only amount of testing they're doing on human beings, 6 months. Now, if I'm going to be putting something in my body, I'd like to think it's been researched a lot. Well, coming to find out, no, we're the guinea pigs, Lexi. Okay, we're the ones that where they find out whether the side effects are good or bad, because they have those groups, their test groups. You know, they give the real medicine, then they'll give a placebo to 50%, then they'll do the research. Well, this worked and this didn't, or this person thought it was working and they weren't even given. They were given sugar pills. That's what's called research. Well, the bad news is, what if it affects your kidneys, or what if it affects your liver, or all these things. We need more research on this stuff. So what do pharmaceutical companies do? Instead of spending all the money on the research, they spend it on promotion. So they go directly to the doctors, and they start giving them, check out this stats. Between August 1st and December 31st, of 2013, that's a half a year, more than 1,300 hospitals and over 500,000 doctors received financial compensation from drug and device manufacturers. Now, the companies classified these payments in a variety of categories, including entertainment, meals, travel, research grants, and consulting services. How many times have you had a doctor friend say, "Oh, I'm going to the Bahamas for a week." "Oh no, it's just a conclave. It's not a vacation. We're going down there to work." Meanwhile, they're in the Bahamas on some large company like, you know, it could be GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, Eli Lilly. A lot of these big companies, Lexi, they take these doctors, they send them to Vegas for a week. And then that doctor says, "I had a great time at the meetings." And then he's got these little sample packs. Ever go to a doctor and have them try to give you a sample pack of something, Lex?
No, I don't really go to the doctors. I don't even have a regular doctor.
You don't have a regular one?
Mm-mm.
I had a regular one. Notice I said had? It's because I started to realize that every single time I went in there, this guy was like, "Are you feeling an arthritis pain? You know, you're getting older." I'm like, maybe some aches. "Oh, you should try this." And I'm like, I didn't go to him to complain. I just went, "Hey, I got something on my skin. I need you to look at it, biopsy, make sure I'm not in trouble there." 10 minutes later, he's trying to get me on some painkiller. And I'm like thinking to myself as I'm leaving the office, and this was the same guy that gave me, again, if Crestor works for you, God bless it. It didn't work for me. And I got off it. I got off it in 3 weeks because I was like, I don't know what's going on. My feet are so sensitive, I can't even walk. And I was fairly healthy. I was in my late 30s, and I was playing hockey and exercising on a regular basis. I had some slightly elevated cholesterol. Next thing I know, "Here, take this pill. Here, take that pill." Now I'm starting to realize why. When you realize that all these doctors are now being paid directly by the pharmaceutical companies in what they called, of course, meals, travel, a research grant, a consulting service. Some of these doctors are being paid double or five, sometimes six-digit numbers to simply be a pusher. That's dangerous. By the way, orthopedics are the top payouts. Remember I was talking about artificial hips, Lexi? I don't know if you watch much TV, but down here, you see the lawyers are all over it. If you've had an artificial hip replacement that needed, call this number for a lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. You know why there's lawsuits? It's because these devices weren't tested properly or they were made inferior. And now these lawyers are all over it because the doctors automatically decide to put it in your body without testing because someone paid them a lot of money to do it. Let's go to the other side of the story, just to be fair. Many physicians are critical of the database. While advocates claim that the database will strive to hold companies and doctors accountable, along with providing helpful information to the patients, not everyone is on the same page. That's 100% helpful. Forcing these payments to be out in the open puts physicians in the hot seat. Thus, many people are worried that patients will start getting the wrong idea overall. The AMA claims that the information lacks perspective and therefore appealed to the feds to postpone making the data available to the public to allow doctors more time to fully review the reports. Want to find out about more of what your physician is getting kickbacks from medical companies? There is a database, and the doctors don't like it, but you can click on the link. As a matter of fact, I'll click on it now, and I will post it, and I will tag. Basically, you just fill out your first and last name, your state, and the doctor's name, Lexi. You type it in, and it will give you a list of monies that were paid to him by any companies to maybe use a device. Hey, by the way, here's this brand new painkiller. It's hot. It's on the market. You should be trying this now. I used to very much trust my doctor. It's kind of like a mechanic. John and I were just talking off the air about mechanics. If you trust your mechanic, you should be able to trust your doctor 10 times as much. I mean, this is a person that's telling you to put things in your body or maybe even telling you you need an operation. Do you really need that hip replacement? Or is he going to make $10,000 kickback because he gives you an artificial hip? This is the kind of stuff. It's a shame we have to look that far into the things we should trust the most. But I'm a big fan of people looking into this kind of stuff. We already know how bad prescription meds abuses are. We know that lots of people are dying of overdoses. And we're not talking about the abuse or people using them in party form. We're talking about someone that didn't realize it was going to interact with their blood pressure medication, or it was going to interact with their kidney medication, or so on and so forth. So it's a very slippery slope. Every time a doctor writes that prescription and hands it to you, do your research. Don't be afraid to get a second opinion. That's very, very important, too. It's not great to have two doctors, especially nowadays, but it is always good to have a second physician weigh in. And you can even go to a website and ask physicians that are online for advice, because they usually don't have as much money hanging in the mix, I guess you could say. We're about 16 past the hour. I'm Scott Ledger. That's Lexi Lapp. We are America's Talk Radio Network, and you're listening to Sunrise America. My girl, my girl.
Here's the problem. Your engine light's on. Something's wrong with your car. Now what do? You take it to the mechanic, they stick the computer in there, and they read, they diagnose your car. Next thing you know, they're trying to get you for a $1,500 repair bill, and you have no idea, no clue what you're doing or what that even means. Solution? The U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. You heard me right. Every car since 1996 has a port right there, usually by where you're driving, under the driver's seat there, by where the fuse box is. You plug in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic, and through wireless technology, it reads through your smartphone, it goes searches the internet. There is an app for that. You heard me right. Now your smartphone will feed you the information. It diagnoses your car. You'll have the power. You'll have the knowledge. You'll know everything what's wrong with your car. And now when you go to the mechanic, you'll be telling them what's wrong with the car. Not only that, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics even suggests how to repair it, how much it might cost. You have the power. You have the knowledge. Are you buying a used car? What are you sending it to a guy you know? Maybe you have a guy for that. Forget about the guy. You stick in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic, and through your smartphone, it diagnoses the car. You have all the information and all the knowledge. Maybe you're going to the mechanic. You want the power. You want the knowledge. You get the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. Regularly priced for $299, but the My Cool Gadgets deal of the week, $99. 50 people will get this for $99. You call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Go to mycoolgadgets.com and check it out. While they last, $99, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics. It goes through your cell phone. There's an app for that. It tells you everything wrong for your car. $99. Now you'll have the power and the knowledge. 1-888-877-0490.
Do you got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You can be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's true reality radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
Do you got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the Doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS, the Solutionist, on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You can be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's true reality radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Two minutes past the hour, Sunrise America with Ledge and Lexi. The Scientology doc called Going Clear on HBO actually had 1.7 million viewers. Their best in 9 years. That was Sunday night. Now, that's the first time watching it as it rolled. They're averaging, I think they said, about 20,000 to 30,000 on-demand views a day, as more and more people are looking into that. As well, that's definitely in the news. By the way, Lexi, you just played Blue Moon. We're going to have a blood red moon. What's today? The 1st? On the 4th.
Hmm.
You know what a blood red moon is? That's when the Earth gets between the sun and the moon, when we block it out. In other words, a lunar eclipse. Not a solar eclipse, but a lunar eclipse. And for some reason, it turns blood and a red. That's really because of the, I guess you could say, our corona. In other words, the sun, we're now blocking it out, so the only light that's really getting to the moon is the red edge all the way around Earth, so it makes the moon look red. Blood red moons have been known in history to, of course, always talk about either an evil time coming. Can you imagine what it was like 500 years ago when, you know, we didn't even know that we went around the sun yet because Galileo and Copernicus hadn't really done their stuff. Actually, it was more than 500 years ago because they did theirs in the 15th century, so 700 years ago, Lexi, we didn't even know that the Earth went around the sun.
Are we going to see this red moon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the 4th, which is 3 days from now. And you obviously, you see it best during the full eclipse. I will look that up before. Actually, I'm not sure because I click on and off of pages. And I actually had clicked off of that page. I'll find it for 7:30, about 7:35. And I'll find out because obviously it's only going to last a certain amount of time. But remember, we cast a very large shadow because we're 8 times larger than the moon is. So that blood red moon stays red for, I think, about an hour or two. The reddest of the red. But you can see it, but it's just all red. And of course, 700 years ago, you know, people are superstitious and people are thinking there's multiple gods and multiple things going on. And everybody, you know, oh, that's, you know, that's foreshadowing evil times ahead. And now we just know, that's no big deal. It's just us in front of the moon. That's all it is. But it's kind of neat looking. And I think we have 4 of those a year, it said. Pretty darn sure. 4 of them a year, by the way. Here's an interesting story out of, this is out of the Huffington Post. It turns out before Edward Snowden was going to leak his information of the NSA basically tapping all your phones, recording all your conversations, storing all your information, the NSA was actually, according to them anyway, actually considering abandoning its secret program on their own, Lexi. In other words, that's like saying, before I stole cookies from my mom's cookie jar and got caught, I was seriously considering not doing it. I don't believe that. After the leak and the collective surprise, all the way around the world, NSA leaders strongly defended the phone records program in Congress to the public, but without disclosing the internal debate. Apparently, they were debating The proposal to kill the program was, according to them, circulating among top managers, but had not yet reached the desk of General Keith Alexander, who at that time was the NSA director. According to current and former intelligence officials, who would not be quoted because the details are sensitive, two former senior NSA officials say they doubt Alexander would have approved it. But apparently, maybe somebody had a conscience. Maybe there was a few people working in the NSA going, yeah, not every American is the bad guy, and why aren't we focusing our information on, you know, the so-called nefarious people, the people that are labeled terrorists, or the people that, you know, live in a third world country that have spoken words, not you know, Scott Ledger on his phone talking to his daughter, or Lexi, you know, asking her boyfriend should she pick up milk on the way home. Why is the NSA listening and recording and storing all of that data? Some people in that building in Langley, Virginia, were seriously, according to this article, discussing ending the program, and they hadn't pitched it yet. Now, so basically, I would like to see the paper trail that proves this. If you have a couple of emails, you know, say, hey, you know, here's an email from 4 years ago where five people that work here were seriously considering ending this program because it was against the Constitution. It was against, essentially, the Fourth Amendment is really why so many people have an issue with this, is because it's technically, it's an illegal search, not a seizure, even though it is a seizure, because it's a seizure of your data. So it's an illegal search into your information, and it's a legal seizure of your information. And this is why many, many people have an issue with the NSA. The internal crisis pointed out that the already high cost of vacuuming up and storing the to and from information from nearly every domestic landline call was rising. Makes you wonder, Lexi, were they deciding to end it because it was costing them too much money to do it, or because they thought it was wrong to do? Maybe a little of both. Maybe a little of both. The system was not capturing most cell phone calls, and the program was not central to unraveling terrorist plots. In other words, it wasn't working. It wasn't working. It was costing too much to do. It was an infringement on civil liberties. And the whole idea that it was supposed to catch a terrorist and get their plots to unravel wasn't working either. Now you can see why they might or were, apparently according to this article, seriously considering ending spying on American citizens. Responding to widespread criticism, President Barack Obama in January 2014 proposed that the NSA stop collecting the records, but instead requested them when they needed, request them when needed, and terrorism investigations from cell phone companies. That used to be the old way to do it. Go to the judge, say we got some suspicious calls, let's get a warrant, let's do it legally, which they would then keep for 18 months in their storage, and then if nothing came from it, they would purge that information. They would get rid of it. Instead, we have a giant, massive, massive complex in Utah that is currently storing everything streamed, probably even our show. Even your phone calls, even your texts, even your Facebook posts, your Twitter posts, these are all going to a computer somewhere and being stored on a hard drive. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. By the way, it's all legal because of the Patriot Act. At the bottom of the hour, we are Sunrise America. This is America's Talk Radio Network with Scott Ledger and Lexi Lapp. We'll be back.
Here's the problem. Your engine light's on. Something's wrong with your car. Now what do? You take it to the mechanic, they stick the computer in there, and they diagnose your car. Next thing you know, they're trying to get you for a $1,500 repair bill, and you have no idea, no clue what you're doing or what that even means. Solution? The U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. You heard me right. Every car since 1996 has a port right there, usually by where you're driving, under the driver's seat there, by where the fuse box is. You plug in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic, and through wireless technology. It reads through your smartphone. It goes searches the internet. There is an app for that. You heard me right. Now your smartphone will feed you the information. It diagnoses your car. You'll have the power. You'll have the knowledge. You'll know everything what's wrong with your car. And now when you go to the mechanic, you'll be telling them what's wrong with the car. Not only that, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics even suggests how to repair it, how much it might cost. You have the power. You have the knowledge. Are you buying a used car? What are you sending it to your guy you know? Maybe you have a guy for that. Forget about the guy. You stick in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic and through your smartphone, it diagnoses the car. You have all the information and all the knowledge. Maybe you're going to the mechanic. You want the power. You want the knowledge. You get the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. Regularly priced for $299, but the My Cool Gadgets deal of the week, $99. 50 people will get this for $99. You call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Go to mycoolgadgets.com and check it out. While they last, $99, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics. It goes through your cell phone. There's an app for that. It tells you everything wrong for your car. $99. Now you'll have the power and the knowledge. 1-888-877-0490.
Hi, I'm Avina. I'm 7 years old and I'm blind. I love gymnastics, piano, public speaking, and riding on the trail bike with my dad. You can help me live the life I want.
Help Ravina and other blind people by making a tax-deductible donation of your used car, truck, or almost anything with wheels to the National Federation of the Blind. Your donation will help ensure a brighter future for blind children and adults. Just call 855-659-9314. That's 855-659-9314. Or visit carshelpingtheblind.org. That's carshelpingtheblind.org. We will arrange to have the donated vehicle picked up and provide you with a tax-deductible receipt. And if you know someone who is blind that can use our help, email nfb@nfb.org.
Blindness does not hold me back at all. Donate today.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You could be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's True Reality Radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
Here's the problem. Nail polish, hair dye, graffiti, tar. How do you get those stains out? Use Stains Are Out. Any stain, anywhere. Nail polish, oil, lipstick, pet stains, old stains, any stains, this will get your stain out. In fact, if it doesn't get your stain out, we'll buy the bottle back from you. Made with natural banana oil, oil from the skin of a banana, biodegradable and organic. Stains Are Out is the solution. Pour it on and get your stain out. Normally, bottle of Stains Are Out sells for $29.99. Hyper concentrated, each bottle will make 16 bottles of stain remover. $29.99 for 16 bottles of dilution. And here's the deal. If you buy a bottle of Stains Are Out right now, we'll give you 3 bottles. That's 48 bottles worth. That's the deal. Buy one, get 3 bottles for $29.99. Call 1-888-877-0490 or go to mycoolgadgets.com.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the Doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You can be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's True Reality Radio, where you decide, and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
About 24 minutes front of the hour, Sunrise America continues on America's Talk Radio Network. Scott Ledger and Lexi Lapp. With California, I guess you can say it's crunch time for water out there. Looks like a whole bunch of eco-environmental protesters actually shut down a Nestle water bottling plant in Sacramento. Environmental and human rights activists holding plastic torches and pitchforks, if you will, formed a human barricade at both entrances of the Nestle water bottling facility in Sacramento. Members of the Crunch Nestle Alliance, I see what you did there, play on words, shouted out a number of chants, including, "We got to fight for our right to water." Beastie Boys would love that one. "Nestle, stop it. Water not for profit." "Aqua para queen." Apparently they were multilingual. I see what they were doing there, too. Protesters stayed to about 1 p.m., and there were no arrests. Basically, their representatives of the alliance said the company is draining up to 80 million gallons of water a year from Sacramento aquifers during a record drought. 80 million gallons of water seems like a lot, but it's not. It's not. I'm not saying, you know, they should be using that much water, but I'm saying 80 million gallons of water is not a lot. "The corporate welfare giveaway is an outrage and warrants a major investigation," the coalition says. Quote, "For more than 5 months, we have requested data on Nestle's water use. City Hall has not complied." I'm looking to see how many people work there. Nestle says it pays 65 cents for each 470 gallons it pumps out of the ground, the same rate as an average residential water user, but the company can turn the area's water around and sell it back to Sacramento at a mammoth profit. Basically, you pump it out of the ground, you put it in a plastic bottle, and then you turn around and sell it right back to the people. I get it. They have massive, massive water issues in California. I just look at them, Nestle, as you know, that's the tip of an iceberg, to pardon a pun there, but that's not really. You're talking about massive farm irrigation. You're talking about everywhere from up in the northern Golden Triangle all the way down to the Sacramento area where people are farming. I don't know if Nestle's one bottling plant there is actually going to be the linchpin, to say the least. Lexi, you know, there's people have weight issues. Everybody, you know, people are either too thin, too fat, too skinny, too large. But apparently it has something to do with your personality. Do you believe that? Next time you feel fat, don't stare at your scale wondering what went wrong. Instead, take a personality test, according to New Yorker magazine.
I mean, yes, I do, because you have those people that were like fat in high school and they're like, oh, they have such a fat personality. Like, they're jolly and happy and make jokes. And then they get skinny and they still have the same fat and they're still like insecure. Because I know this one kid that was larger in high school, mm-hmm. and then he lost a lot of weight and he's still like super insecure. Like, you can tell, not by knowing him, by talking to him, that he used to be a fat kid.
Yeah. You know, that's very interesting you put it that way. Check it out. "We found that a person's personality test does in fact determine why he or she eats and what he or she eats. Why, in other words, why and what. The researchers use the most studied personality inventory called the Big Five. These traits are considered to remain stable over a lifetime. Extroversion, or how much you need to contact with other people. openness to experience, how much you desire novelty or something new. Conscientiousness, how much you need to follow the rules. Agreeableness, how much you need to feel liked. Neuroticism, how easily your emotions are affected. Interestingly, these traits showed themselves in different eating behaviors. Conscientiousness prevented consumption of sweet and savory foods and of sugar-sweet ended soft drinks by promoting restrained eating. Neurotic behavior, individuals seem to adopt counter-regulatory emotional eating and to eat high-energy, dense, sweet, and savory foods. In other words, each personality trait, Lexi, has something to do with what you choose to eat or what you avoid. How about that?
I can see that.
The higher sociability or extroverted people, which is basically a health beneficial source, in other words, it's good for you, seem to have health adverse effects. It seems neurotic people may have a tendency towards emotional eating. Extroverted people who are more likely to eat out with friends may be more likely to have a larger portion or a larger portion of unhealthier food. Interesting. On the other hand, in the same way that a conscientious person has the discipline to meet a deadline, he or she has the wherewithal to opt for carrots instead of Cheetos when in need of an afternoon snack. While we shouldn't generalize the results of small population from a small European country, this is where they got this test out of, it does have, they're saying it's not a breakthrough, but it does need and garner, more attention. If your success as an entrepreneur is largely shaped by your personality, then it's pretty natural that your eating habits will be too. That makes sense. It really does, Lexi. And like you said, somebody who, let's say, you know, was the fat person in the room and they had to be the jolly joker to get the attention of the so-called in-shape people, then they go and change their exterior. Does that change their, according to Lexi, and your experience, that person was exactly the same. Now, I know someone who's exactly the same. She weighed over 300 pounds. She's lost a ton of weight. Now she's very attractive, but she still has a very, very outgoing personality. Very. So this is something to definitely keep our eye on, for sure, because there's so many reasons why we eat what we eat and when we eat, too. Sometimes you're alone at night, Lexi. The room's a little too quiet. Your brain's thinking too much. You don't want to do. What do? You find something sweet, and then your brain is not thinking about those sad thoughts or those lonely thoughts. Your brain is suddenly plugged into the sugar fix or the pasta fix or whatever it is. So a lot of people emotionally eat for a lot of reasons. So it's not just your personality. It's not just when you eat. It's not just what you eat. It's probably a combination of all three, Lex. And you know, it definitely is. I'm lucky enough, our family never had massive weight issues. I have a couple, my brother and sister are currently, I would say, overweight, but we've never had an obesity situation on our house where someone was that heavy and then later on kind of just slimmed and trimmed down and took better care of themselves. But it is very interesting to see it connected to the psychological part of something.
I've been working out again.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going for you?
Good. I do 20 minutes on the bike and then I do some other little things.
I haven't, and I'm starting to really feel guilty because we are definitely getting into the nice weather, the spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely feeling it. Yeah. When we come back, we'll be talking to Georgiana. Wow, what a neat name. Donatadio. Wow, that's musical. We'll be talking about the changing behavior and transform your relationship skills and proven communication skills. We'll come on back and talk about that with her in just a couple of minutes when more of Sunrise America continues on America's Talk Radio Network.
This This is Dave Shostokas with a minute of Constitutionally Speaking about the United States Constitution in an effort to foster an understanding of how this document is not Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, but American. A study of the Declaration of Independence is critical to understanding the Constitution. The self-evident truths are derived from the Declaration's reference to the law of nature and of nature's God. The natural law elements of our nation's founding are woven into the Constitution in order to meet and balance the need for an organized society and every individual's natural desire for freedom. The United States was founded on a philosophy based upon the belief that human beings are equal in their possession of natural rights, such as the rights to life, liberty, and property. To understand the Declaration is to understand the Constitution. The Constitution is a set of rules to give life to the Declaration's central philosophy.
Here's the problem. Your engine light's on. Something's wrong with your car. Now what do? You take it to the mechanic, they stick the computer in there, and they read, they diagnose your car. Next thing you know, they're trying to get you for a $1,500 repair bill, and you have no idea, no clue what you're doing or what that even means. Solution? The U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. You heard me right. Every car since 1996 has a port right there, usually by where you're driving, under the driver's seat there, by where the fuse box is. You plug in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic, and through wireless technology, it reads through your smartphone, it goes searches the internet. There's an app for that. You heard me right. Now your smartphone will feed you the information. It diagnoses your car. You'll have the power, you'll have the knowledge, you'll know everything what's wrong with your car. And now when you go to the mechanic, you'll be telling them what's wrong with the car. Not only that, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics even suggests how to repair it, how much it might cost. You have the power, you have the knowledge. Are you buying a used car? What you're sending it to a guy you know? Maybe you have a guy for that. Forget about the guy. You stick in the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic, and through your smartphone, it diagnoses the car. You have all the information and all the knowledge. Maybe you're going to the mechanic. You want the power. You want the knowledge. You get the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic. Regularly priced for $299, but the My Cool Gadgets deal of the week, $99. 50 people will get this for $99. You call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Go to mycoolgadgets.com and check it out. While they last, $99, the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostics. It goes through your cell phone. There's an app for that. It tells you everything wrong for your car. $99. Now you'll have the power and the knowledge. 1-888-877-0490.
Do you got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the Doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You could be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's True Reality Radio, where you decide, and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
ACOS the Solutionist here. Imagine a device that constantly scans your house. It lets you know if there's an intruder getting in or out of your house, condo, or apartment. This spy versus spy technology is here. The activator simply plugs into any wall outlet of your home. You plug in a light, TV, or radio. When anyone's trying to enter your home, bang, the lights turn on. The stereo turns on. Whatever you plug into the activator turns on. Imagine the intruder being welcomed with light and sound. They're out of there. Not only that, when you come home in the dark, the lights turn on for you. The house welcomes you, hugs you. It's like not living home alone anymore. Normally, one activator costs $60, but this exclusive radio offer cuts the price in half and doubles it. That's two activators, $120 value for only $29.99. Call 1-888-877-0490. That is 1-888-877-0490, or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com.
You're driving around with the yellow check engine light on. You're afraid of what it can mean, how much it'll cost to fix it. We have the solution for all of your vehicle's problems, and it's easy to use. MyCoolGadgets.com has teamed up with one of the world's providers of vehicle diagnostic tools to auto professionals to offer a special do-it-yourself vehicle diagnostic tool that works with your smartphone. Now you'll know what's wrong with your car the next time you go to the mechanic or dealership. You can get the U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic Tool. There are limited quantities available right now. Normally it's $299, now only $99. But you have to call now. Call 1-888-877-0490. That's 1-888-877-0490. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. Know what's wrong with your car the next time you go to the mechanic or dealership. Stop inflated repair bills. Know what's really wrong with that used car you're about to buy. Get your U-Scan Vehicle Diagnostic Tool now for only $99. Call 1-888-877-0490.
You're listening to America's Talk Radio Network, where America talks.
Do you got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Successful businesses start with great ideas and cool inventions. Hi, everybody. I'm John Cremins, the doctor of Shopology. Join me and ACOS the Solutionist on My Cool Inventions every week. We continue our ongoing search for America's top invention. You could be the next one. Together, both ACOS and myself provide over 60 years of experience in the industry of inventing products and presenting them on shopping channels worldwide. Every show, we give our advice on how to successfully produce your product. Along with great information and featured industry guests, you'll also get a chance to listen to the inventors of some of the coolest inventions and vote on which projects you like. You be the shark. Now, if you have a $1 million idea in your head, submit it to us, and you can be selected to be on our show for your chance to be voted America's top invention. It's true reality radio, where you decide and regular American families like yours are lifted one innovation, one inventor, one American at a time.
Eight minutes in front of the hour, Sunrise America continues on America's Talk Radio Network with Scott Ledger and Lexi Lapp. Joining us, Dr. Wow, you have such a musical name. Georgiana Donadio.
That was pretty good, Scott. That was quite good. But it's actually Georgiana Donadio.
Donadio. See, I was close.
Well, it's even more lyrical if you say Donadio.
Yes,
you know,
I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. PhD and author of, the kind of books that I like is, you know, how can we improve our communication skills? And, of course, we do that. That improves our relationships. They're so interconnected. And today, we're going to talk about a doctor's emotional IQ. It's kind of funny. We were talking to doctors earlier on the program about them prescription medicines, just writing them left and right. But this is interesting. You know, the whole idea of a good bedside manner, I don't know if it's simply been lost because of the new insurance, the way things are set up. People are constantly moving from one practicing physician to another. Or is it doctors have lost the ability for that good emotional, you know, a connection with their patient? Where do you sit on this, doctor?
Well, you have to look at the bigger picture, Scott, because what we're looking at is really a cultural phenomena that's been going on for about 25 years, in the sense that our culture has shifted, our values have shifted, the way we live, looking at the internet, electronics, and the lifestyle we live today. It's not just medicine, but definitely there's a crisis within healthcare, but it really is part of the much larger sociological cultural phenom that's going on here in the United States. But doctors in particular, they've lost a lot in 25 years. Some of us are old enough to remember Marcus Welby,
yep.
MD.
Yep.
And Marcus, I don't know whether you remember the show. You sound like a much younger person.
No, I'm 54.
Then you probably remember him.
Yep.
He spent one whole episode dealing with one patient's issues. And he was a friend, and he was a diagnostician, and he was a psychologist, and he was everything. And he brought to the table the kind of relationship and communication that we all can probably just dream about in today's healthcare system. So as far as what is going on today, is it just the doctors? No. But the doctors have taken a huge hit from the status and the relationships they had with their patients years ago to today.
Well, you've got, you know, I wrote down patient numbers equals more money. You know, if you start to move like a factory line and, you know, you walk into a waiting room and there's 25 people in there and there's only two doctors, you realize that they're trying to see as many patients as possible. Do they have time with this type of new situation to actually sit around and ask you about your family? I mean, can there be a personal relationship, or is it more about the bottom line, which is money?
Well, what most people don't understand is today there really are not a lot of private practices out there. Most people do not go see their doctor in the kind of quaint, old-fashioned private practice scenario. Doctors work for large conglomerates now, and what you're really talking about is the structure of the insurance company taking over healthcare.
Yeah.
So, and the doctors kind of brought this on themselves because they were warned decades ago, if you don't clean up all this unnecessary surgery and all this malpractice and everything else that's going on, we're taking over. And indeed, that's exactly what happened. But today, very few doctors can actually start a private practice outside of a large medical practice. But the subject I think that we're talking about today is really about communication. And I want to share with you that I feel very privileged to be working in an area of research that looks at how can we teach our doctors, how can we teach everyone, other people, not just doctors, but doctors in particular, how can we teach empathy? How can we teach people to be good listeners, to be really present to one another? How can we create good relationships? And so we just finished a pilot study that was funded by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Michigan, and this was a study that was a physician-based study that trained the doctor in a model of communication, which is what the book Changing Behavior is all about. It's all about the many years of research and all of the application of what we learned about communication and relationships within the hospital studies we did. And so this latest pilot clearly reveals that even with doctors who are good listeners, and even with doctors who really do want to be there for their patients, there are skills that they're just not learning, and there are skills that very few of us ever are exposed to in terms of communication.
Dr. Donadio said Changing Behavior. That's actually a website, by the way, changingbehavior.org. You can go there. You know, it's kind of funny. I was looking through some of the things you sent me, and empathy was, you know, and we're out of time. We'll have to maybe pick it up where we left off. But I always picture that doctor hearing, you know, maybe 30 patients or 40 patients in a day, and every single one of them are in pain. Every single one of them wants sympathy. And I always wondered how they had that empathetic gas tank so full of caring that they could actually, like you were just saying, be able to be that for all those people. It almost seems like it's such an uphill struggle. Doctor,
love your work, it works, Scott.
Yeah, that, you know, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, if the idea is to connect with the patient, not just treat them and take their money, that works as well. I want to talk to you, go into this deeper, and hopefully we'll be able to book you and go a little deeper into this conversation. I love this stuff. Thank you so much, Doctor. It was a pleasure speaking with you this morning.
Have a great day, Scott.
Okay. You got it. Changingbehavior.org is where you can find her. Everybody have a great day. Sunrise America and all America's Talk Radio Network. Lexi, have a good one. We'll see you all tomorrow.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and participants and not intended to and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of America's Talk Radio Network, its management, and the station. All listeners are advised that neither America's Talk Radio Network nor its affiliates and owners shall be held liable for the content of programs, including any advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions after appropriate consultation with professionals who've had an opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of America's